and Fort Collins.
If you are a nonprofit organization with ongoing services or campaigns that you'd like to share with your fellow community members, please consider submitting a public service announcement to KGNU. Public service announcements are on-air, non-commercial announcements that help raise awareness about services and issues in our Front Range community. To submit a public service announcement for your nonprofit, please visit kgnu.org/PSA.
Good evening. Welcome to Ragtime America. I'm Jack Rummel. I'll be with you for an hour of recorded ragtime this evening. And tonight we are going to be featuring the music of a man who I think is one of the foremost contemporary ragtime composers today, the most skillful, the most musically educated. And he writes just beautiful, beautiful pieces of work. I'm referring to Hal Isbitz, a native of Southern California. He lives now in Santa Barbara. He's retired. He was a computer geek of some kind. And, we've got a lot of music to cover, and I haven't got a lot of time to do it, so let's just get right on with it. And start out, we've got these filed alphabetical by artist who will be doing them. So we'll start with John Arpin, and he recorded a whole album of Hal's Latin-tinged music. So here from that album is a piece from 1987 called La Mariposa, The Butterfly, and we'll follow that right up with Ann and Jeff Barnhart doing Cameo Rag. Thank you. Cameo Rag from 1987, Ann Barnhart flute, Jeff Barnhart piano, and right before that, John Arpin played La Mariposa. You know, it's not everybody who's been able to say that he had a whole album of his compositions recorded by John Arpin. The music of Hal Isbitz tonight. Moving on now to a piece that he wrote with the famous French chanteuse Edith Piaf in mind. He titled it simply Piaf, and Mimi Blay will play that for us. And then right after that, another piece by Hal, also from 1987. This is called Carmel by the Sea, and the pianist is Brandon Byrne. First, Mimi Blay. Thank you. Started that off with Piaf, as played by Mimi Blay. That was a nice waltz by Hal Isbitz. And then on to Carmel by the Sea, subtitled A Ragtime Postcard, played by Brandon Byrne. You're listening to KGNU Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins, your listener-supported public radio station. And this is Ragtime America, and my name's Jack Rummel. We're moving on now through the wonderful, wonderful music of Hal Isbitz. Here's a piece that I had from a private tape. It's nowhere else available. It's called A Day in the Country. Frank French will bring us that. And then right after that, Glenn Jenks, off of one of his albums, will bring us another Hal Isbitz piece, A Summer Shower. Thank you. A Day in the Country is played by Frank French, followed by A Summer Shower is played by Glenn Jenks. Well, this next piece, Chandelier Rag, was one that I worked on for about 4 years before I finally felt that I could actually record it, which I did. And then Hal came along and edited it a little bit and made it sound better. Scott Kirby's going to play it, and it sounds like he's known it all his life. And then the one after it takes a bit of comment. The artist is Mitch Meador, and he uses some sort of orchestral program on his computer to make it sound like it's played by a group rather than an individual. It's called Liquid Ambar, and it's from an album called Afternoon in Afghanistan. Mitch is a reporter for Fort Bliss, and so he deals with the army all the time. And so this piece sort of resembles the peace and quiet that we all enjoy here back in the United States while the U.S. military at the time was keeping track of Afghanistan. So Chandelier Rag by Scott Kirby and Liquid Ambar by Mitch Meador. Thank you. Moving backwards, that was Liquid Pool. Sorry. That was Liquid Ambar, as performed by Mitch Mador using Garratan software to convert that into an orchestral sound. And right by that, before that, Scott Kirby did Chandelier Rag. All right, on now to another one by the great Hal Isbitz. Here is the Palmetto Rag, as done by John Roche, and we'll follow that up with Moralia, as played by David Thomas Roberts.
Thank you.
We started that little set off with John Roche playing Palmetto Rag by Hal Isbitz. And after that, David Thomas Roberts brought us Morelia. Well, I have the honor of closing out the show tonight. I'll play one of Hal's pieces that he wrote, hoping to keep a woman happy who was looking for something simple to play. And so he wrote this piece. It's called Opalescence, and it was within my capabilities, so I was able to record it. This will bring our program of Hal Isbitz Music to a close. I hope you've enjoyed it. This is Jack Rummel saying thanks very much for joining us this evening on Ragtime America, and I hope you'll come back on another Thursday evening at 8 o'clock for some more recorded ragtime. And now let us close with Hal Isbitz's piece, Opalescence. Thank you.
The KGNU Presents Concert Calendar is a resource for you to find upcoming shows with the KGNU Seal of Approval. Award-winning Israeli musician Yuval Ron will perform on Sunday at the Boulder JCC. On Monday the 15th, musical collective Show Me the Body will be performing at High Dive in Denver. On Friday the 19th, Planet Bluegrass Ranch in Lyons welcomes Old Salt Union in the Jack Clunan Band. And on Saturday the 20th, Red Rocks hosts a reggae experience with Stick Figure, Steel Pulse, The Movement, and Aya Terra. Information about KGNU Present shows is available at afterfm.com.
It is 9 o'clock here at KGNU, Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins. Many thanks to Jack for Ragtime. And now it's time for the Swing Shift. This is George Seeby with you for an hour. And I'll be with you for another hour for Jazz Lives. Please stay tuned. Thanks for tuning in.
Plays the best piano by far. He can play piano any way that you like it, but the way he likes to play is A to the bar. When he plays, it's a ball. He's the daddy of them all. The people gather around when he gets on the stand. Then when he plays, he gets a hand. The rhythm he beats puts the cats in a trance. Nobody there bothers to dance, but when he plays with the bass and guitar, they holler, oh, beat me, daddy, A to the bar. A plink, a plank, a plink, plank, plink, plank, a plunkin' on the key. A riff, a raff, a riff, raff, riff, raff, a riffin' out with E. And when he plays with the bass and guitar, they holler, oh, beat me, daddy, A to the bar. He plays a boogie, he plays A to the bar, the boogie woogie. That is the way he likes to play on his piano. And we all know that when he plays, he puts them all in a trance. The cats all holler hooray. You hear them say, beat me, daddy, A to the bar. In Texas, there's a guy who plays the best piano by far. When he plays with the bass and guitar, they all beat me up, daddy, beat me, daddy, eight to the bar. The people gather around when he gets upon the stand. Then when he plays, he gets a hand. The rhythm that he plays puts the cats in a trance. Nobody there ever bothers to dance. But when he plays with the bass and guitar, they holler, oh, beat me, daddy, A to the bar. A plink, plink, a plank, plank. A plink, plank, plink, plank, a plunkin' on the keys. A riff, riff, a raff, raff. A riff, raff, riff, raff, a riffin' out with these. But when he plays with the bass and guitar, they holler, oh, beat me, daddy, A to the bar.
Head doesn't to sound like boogie woogie, 'cause it's really got a beat. Seems to us that it's in four. Let us hear it just once more. Come on and latch onto that rhythm.